Okay, if you turn with me to Exodus, we're going to need to go there. Find out about these tents of Kedar. What this means. Exodus 25 and 4, you know this has to do with construction of the absent of the tabernacle outside in the wilderness. It also has to do with the construction of the tabernacle you are. You are a picture of that. That outside is you inside. In the 25th verse, it said, the 25th chapter, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering. Every man that giveth it willingly, only with his heart, ye shall take that offering." Well, I know people give offerings, and I think you need to give them willingly and forget that you give them. I hear people talking about giving them, and then they'll tell you they wish they hadn't given them. I was going, I do too. I'd rather you just hadn't. If you're begrudging it, it'd be better if you keep it, because it's going to cause you some torment.
Can't take it back.
And then he tells them all the things he wants brought, but I want to major on verse 3 a little bit. "And this is the offering which you shall bring of them: gold, silver, brass, blue, purple, scarlet, fine twine linen, and goat's hair." Okay. "Ram skin dyed red, and badger's skin, and shittim wood." You know you are that shittim wood. You are the humanity. It was just a worthless wood, and it knew it was a worthless wood without all the couplings of other things, so to speak. Okay. Exodus 26. And 7. It talks here about the curtains and the covers in the tabernacle. He says, "Moreover, thou shalt make a tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twine linen." What did I do with these? That curtain of fine twine linen is your nervous system. I had meant these to print big, but they didn't. So you get them little, take them off, blow them up. Aggravated me, but you get an idea. I know some of you got a medical background, so you don't need this. But
I can't see that, sure.
Your magnifying glass.
Can you see it?
No, sorry.
Well, we can go to the side.
Yeah, you can do that. This shows sort of a picture. It's not absolutely correct, because the fine twine linen you can't see. It was inside the tabernacle, and it had seraphims embroidered on it of blue and red. And then the next thing was the goat's hair, which doesn't show up here on this picture. We have some Baptists to thank for this picture, because they don't teach them the depths of it, but I'm glad they drew something. It's just not accurate. Anyway.
I'm afraid we found out all the accuracy and everything, we might be a little dismayed.
Okay, let's turn to 35, if you like.
So what did you say? No, if we...
found the accuracy of everything. I think we all need a little dismantled.
Got an opposite in our way.
We get the spirit behind it.
That's all it
matters. The intent behind it. That's the important thing.
Yeah. I think I've written a verse down here. Maybe it's here. I'm looking. Look in the wrong place. This is the same thing, him telling them to bring whatever in the 35th verse as in the 25th verse. Okay, verse 23 of Exodus 35 says, and in every man with whom was found the blue is a heavenly color. It's the color of the waters and of the heavens. And there's a beautiful connection there of those two things. So it's not an earthy color at all. Every man that was found some heavenly understanding, getting things above the earth, above reason. Purple and scarlet, and these three are never used in out of that order, because if you put scarlet and blue right together, it will violate your eye. God did nothing in anything he built to violate the eye. Well, you only have to go to Walmart to see that people don't know how to dress, because they'll violate everything about you. They don't know how to put nothing together. Either they wear pajamas there and greens, blues, purple, all kinds of colors together. That, if that don't blow your mind, they forget to comb their hair. So, I mean, so people don't care about violating somebody
else's
eye.
Very self-conscious.
Well, no, I see it at work. I do. Yeah. I'm like, God, didn't he brush his hair? It looks like it just rolled out of the bed.
Yeah. So we need the blue, and the purple speaks of your dignity. The dignity in your own heart, how you feel about your own worth. And the red speaks of the blood, that it's flowing through your veins, that the blood's been applied. The skins of a ram is a grown-up lamb. It's not using lamb skin, but the skin of a mature lamb, which is important. And badger skin brought them. Okay. So you see those here. But this second curtain is an important curtain. The first one I showed you is your nervous system. It's the fine twine linen. It was the first thing you saw in the inner court when you went through that door. Everything changed. It was so covered that you couldn't do anything by natural light. Everything done inside that tabernacle was done by spiritual inner understanding. The light of the candlestick of your heart, or in the eating of the showbread, or the altar of incense, keeping a sweet-smelling savor. Those are the three things that happened in there, and it had nothing to do with anything outside. So it's an inner work. That inner work is more important than anything. So when she says, I'm black, she's telling us a long, long story, this Shulamite. She says, I got the goat's hair. It's been spun. There were 11 goat hair curtains that covered the fine twine linen. And they speak of death to the personal self. many Christians never make it through that. They'll, you know, go to a ritual or be a part of something, but when God goes to dealing with them, they quit. They'll tell you, me, I ain't counseling. Well, I know why. You ain't got no guts to counsel, because you might have to look at yourself. But those, she's telling us here, I want counseling. I am black. My covering is dark right now because I'm dealing with every thread on my tabernacle. That goat hair speaks of self things that are peculiar to the self. They took the goat's hair, they spun it, and some of these women, it says, had the wisdom to spin the goat's hair and then weave it to make a curtain, saying, hey, this is my selfishness, another covering I've come under. The first one's righteousness, the nervous system. The white, of course, is the cherubims. That's your first covering. But immediately following that, we all walk through the desert of death to self. It's exactly what Ezekiel was doing in the valley of dry bones. I get up in that valley a lot of mornings. God says, can these bones live? And I said, I know they can.
Let me stand up first.
I know they can live. I know they can live. Just come blow on them, Father, and it'll be a good day. Things will live. These bones will resurrect. It's going to be a mighty army that never thrust one against the other. Thank you for the Valley of Dry Bones and Ezekiel's vision. Yes, they can live. I'll speak to them and tell them they're going to live. Because I know how to live. I know how to embrace life. I know how to own it and make it mine. Absolutely. So, they spun the goat's hair. Let's see if I can find that exactly. Maybe it numbers. I like to read the scriptures so you don't think I'm out to lunch. Here somewhere. He says over here, he's talking about the priest. This is Numbers 31 and 20. And purify all your raiment, all that is made of skins, and all the work of the goat's hair. Then it tells us in, I think it's 35:23.
Like that, all things made of wood, humanity.
Yeah, the
purify
wood.
Purify that too.
Y'all just be patient with me here. But anyway, I wonder if it's 26:7. Tells about the women.
It is 35:25. All the women that were wise hearted.
Yes, that's the one I'm looking for, Beverly. Yeah, it's right in front of me. I don't know why I kept turning the page. And all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands and brought that which they had spun, both of the blue, of the purple, of the scarlet, of the fine linen, and all the women's whose hearts stirred them. Up in wisdom spun the goat's hair. So it was a special calling to be able to look at self, so to speak, and use the goat's hair covering. In studying the tents of Kedar, their women were so professional at making the tents that the goat's hair would be so tight that it kept the warmth in the winter and the hot out in the summer. You can't imagine that, but it's the truth.
That's the tribe of Ishmael?
Ishmael's second-born son was Kedar. Ishmael represents all those nations that are mightier than us. Remember, God said, I'm going to send you, Abraham, into a land, and every nation's going to be mightier than you. He did. But he said, when I send you, everywhere you put your foot, it will be mine. You will put it under your feet. When it's under your understanding, then it's yours. You will possess the land, the Canaanite, which is the dust roller. Yeah.
The wise-hearted women here, though, were the children of Israel.
Yes.
Spun his goat hair.
Yes, they were. And I'm transferring that to her because she tells them right away who she is. I am black as I can be. Oh, but I'm comely. And the reason she says she's comely, she talks about the tents of Solomon and the holiest place of all. He did let her go there. So she knew what it. She knew what the Holy of Holies looked like. But she said, I've got to get through this goat's hair first and know who I am. And letting us know who we are. So we see people dying out to their personal selfishness. Just always putting self on the throne will get you no friends. I mean, people won't have anything to do with you after a while. It's just important to leave that. Anyway, so this has to do with death to self. This covering. But it's always, or this one's called a curtain. This is a curtain. This is a curtain. Then the third thing is the covering of the ram skin has to be dipped in the blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So folks that are trying to do away with Jesus Christ, it baffles me. Because we can't do anything without his blood. His blood, that blood covering, is the thing that saves us. It went all the way through the tabernacle. It was used in every ceremony to show that the lamb had passed, or that the death angel had passed over the house because the doorposts were painted with blood of the understanding. How do you think different? You paint the doorpost of your brain. Get out your bloody brush. Start painting. And you'll think different, feel different. You'll like it. You'll even want to be different. So this is what happens here. It is the ram skin. Why the ram skin? Well, that's the first house of the zodiac. The ram's house is the house of I am. I know who I am. In any growth process in humanity, a person has to understand his own worth. You know, making a person feel... We've got a generation of people out here that don't know their worth. If they did, they wouldn't be doing some of the stupid things they're doing. So the first man has to understand, and some of us get that early. that I'm worth something. I'm sent here to bear responsibility. I have a purpose to complete. So the blood's applied. Because the lamb in your house, you killed him and ate him. Eating him means you become a part of him. You have a relationship with that lamb. What is it about the lamb? You choose a lamb from the flock without a blemish. The only one I know that was that was Jesus the Christ. And you hold him to your breast and you nurture him for a year. That means you have a relationship with that lamb. It's your pet. You don't want anything to happen to him. But you so want him to be a part of you. At the end of that year, they say, take that ice pick and bring him between the porch and altar. And you cut his throat with that ice pick and let the blood spurt out and cover yourself in it. In that outer court, the blood flowed around a trough. There was plenty of blood, lots of blood to cover. But that lamb is so precious, you built a relationship with the lamb that's growing up in you to become the ram. He knows how to get to the top of a mountain. A ram does. They use ram skin and ram horns for everything because it bespoke of victory. It was the tribe of Gad. They never lost a battle. So we need this in our lives, the house of I am. Okay, and the last covering is the covering of the badger skin, and it's just what she said earlier about that's the badger skin is you putting it in your shoe leather, walking it out every day, whether you feel like it or don't feel like it. Things hit, whether they hit or not. And how do you put that in shoe leather? Well, the scripture says that their sandals never grew old, nor did their eyesight abate. When he sent them to walk the Exodus, and they finished, and their shoes were as new as when they put them on, and their eyesight was just as sharp. So that's who we are. I think we have an awesome calling. I think I'll stop there, except for one thought. I was kind of pressing these coverings further and clicked into a site with a beautiful tabernacle picture on it. And it showed the golden curtains of the cosmic veil. And I just wept. There's other curtains. And they're golden. We're going to get to look at those. Be part of those. Actually, we're already beholding those golden curtains of the cosmic veil. I hope I made you understand a little bit. I'm done, Karen, if you want to share.
Do you want me to wait till next week?
I'll leave it up to you, what you feel
to wait, or you had enough?